This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
After school goes back and the kids get into a new routine, the next thing to pop up is homework. Now, there is no doubt that homework can be a source of stress and tension in some families, but you just have to make them do it. Or do you? According to our family expert, Dr. Justin Colson from happyfamilies.com.au, the research just doesn't support primary school kids doing homework at all. Hi, Justin.
Good morning, Katrina.
We're going full steam into this controversy. What's your approach to homework, Justin?
My approach is simple. My children, if they're in primary school, are not expected to do it. In fact, they don't do it. I don't let them do it. With two exceptions. Number one, reading. It's really important that kids read, and research supports that reading helps children academically. The other exception is project-based work, the sort of stuff where they have to do some research on something that they're interested in to learn. So it's self-directed learning where they're looking stuff up and helping themselves to discover new information.
Well, I have to admit, we've had a few little kind of meltdowns in our house trying to get my daughter, who was six last year, to do her homework. Is that one of the reasons that you're not in favour of it? Because it just creates this kind of between mum and child?
That's one of the reasons. The main reason that I'm not in favour of it is because there's no research to support that it's helpful. In fact, research says that children in primary school doing homework have less motivation for schoolwork and academic learning generally, and their results, their test results on standardised tests and classroom work generally, are typically, on the average, less, not greater than, the kids who aren't doing homework, when homework is the only thing that we consider. There are obviously other factors like socioeconomics and a range of other issues that we need to consider. But homework itself has negative outcomes on children's learning and children's motivation. The other reasons, really simply, it can cause contention, and I don't like contention in my family. It also gets in the way of all that other important stuff like playing. Kids have already done a shift at school. They don't need to come home and do another shift. Plus, I don't know about your family, but in my family, we've got kids who are involved in piano lessons and guitar lessons and swimming lessons and sport and all sorts of other extracurricular activities. And so homework can very often interfere with that. And as you've said, it just creates meltdowns. Here's one of my biggest problems. If the kids understand what's going on in the classroom, doing it at home is boring. And if they don't understand what's going on in the classroom, doing it at home causes headaches, frustration, tension, and disempowerment. So why do it at home? Just do it at school.
Justin, one of the arguments that's usually used in favour of homework is that it teaches kids, you know, discipline, organisational skills. Is there any evidence for that?
Two responses. Number one, no, there is no evidence to support that. And number two, my kids have not done homework in primary school. My eldest daughter is now in year nine. And because she knew that homework started good and proper once high school started, she got herself organised, and now as a year nine student, I don't have to talk to her about homework or projects or reading. She just does it because she knows what's expected and she knows how to do it. She's somehow managed, even though she didn't start doing it at the age of six, she's figured out by the age of 14 how to organise her time.
Oh, I think it's called growing up, Justin, isn't it?
it's a ridiculous argument, but it's one that people like to use. I think because we just don't want to question the status quo. You know, we do homework because that's what we've always done. We have summer holidays not because we need a summer holiday, but because the farmers needed their kids to be home to help with the harvesting. You know, we do these things in education because that's the way we've always done them, and I think we need to ask questions, and the evidence points to homework being ineffective, demotivating, and bad for our children's learning when they're in primary school.
So why are teachers in schools so committed to it then?
Well, I'll tell you what, I write a letter. You can find the letter online. Just Google Happy Families Homework Letter. And I write a letter to my kids' teachers at the start of each year. I've recycled the letter every year for 8 years. And most teachers say, thank you, I'm so glad that I have a parent in my class that has this attitude, because it means less work for the teachers, number one. And most teachers don't even think that it works either. But our education boards require it. And why? Well, because that's what we've always done and that's the way it's always been.
You haven't met resistance from the school. It hasn't created conflict. It hasn't meant your child's been singled out. Oh, she's special. She doesn't have to do homework. Any kind of negative consequences like that?
No, the only negative consequence has been other parents who have said that I'm neglecting my children's education and have been most put out that that I have that attitude. But again, when you look at the research, there's just nothing to support doing it in primary school.
Well, thanks for sharing your approach. Good to hear from you, Justin.
Thanks, Katrina.
That's Dr. Justin Colson. He's a father of five girls, a parenting author, and the founder of happyfamilies.com.au. He's not a fan of homework. I wonder if you agree with him. 1-300-40-2020.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.